Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Living the Good Life here, live from L.A., and it's time for Paxton Quigley to join the show with Cannabis Healing. Paxton, good morning from Miami, I believe.
Yes, and how are you doing? I'm doing fine in Miami, and tomorrow is Veterans Day, so we are dedicating today's show to the 21 million American men and women who have served over these past decades, whether abroad or at home. And to commemorate Veterans Day, we have with us Roger Martin. He's a U.S. Army veteran from the Vietnam War. As a result of his time in the military, unfortunately, Roger suffered from severe injuries and hepatitis C. So today, Roger is here to tell us about how medical cannabis actually helped him overcome his illness and his dependence on pain pills. And also, most importantly, maybe right now, his unique veterans organization he founded and directs, which is called Hero Grown. And I'm going to spell that H-E-R-O-G-R-O-W-N. Hello, Roger, and welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Hi, Paxton. Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on.
Certainly. I want to ask you, can you tell us about Hero Grown and also about CBD Airdrop?
Certainly. Hero Grown Foundation is an organization that I founded officially in January of 2014 under the previous name, which was Grow for Vets USA in Colorado. And to date, we've given over $3 million worth of free medical cannabis to veterans. And that's kind of what our mission is just to get safe medicine into the hands of the bravest among us. And, you know, that's what we're all about. Hero Grown also has a new program called CBD Airdrop, because obviously we can't deliver cannabis to veterans in all 50 states, unfortunately, yet. So Airdrop's a program where we can deliver free CBD products to veterans in all 50 states. So that's how we're trying to make sure that the veterans who don't live in cannabis legal states, you know, still enjoy some benefit from the cannabis plant.
Ah, that's very interesting. Now, how are you getting your donations?
Our donations come from both from private individuals and in states where it's legal for companies to give us actual donations, you know, through the medical system or the legal system in that particular state. We also get donations from companies, you know, that produce and grow marijuana, and also companies that manufacture, you know, some of the other products that are associated with cannabis.
Ah, that's really wonderful. I don't want to say you're very lucky, but it's good that you have a lot of these companies behind you. Now, I wanted to ask you, which ailments are best alleviated with medical cannabis?
Paxton, I've seen virtually every type of ailment, you know, helped with cannabis. You know, I'd say most common, probably, the veterans that we serve are suffering from post-traumatic stress, and oftentimes with that comes anxiety, and so it's proven to be very good with anxiety. And then also depression, you know, and again, just a multitude of ailments and illnesses. I guess the most exciting thing we discovered over the last 5 years is the fact that by and large, a mix of 1-to-1 THC to CBD seems to be the most effective in dealing with a lot of, for most veterans, with pain and post-traumatic stress. We're coming out with, a Hero Grown brand of cannabis product. And it's a 1-to-1, and, you know, people are having great results with that. So very excited about that as well. Just another way that that we can help, you know, help our members and, you know, hopefully be able to help, you know, thousands more once we get the federal restrictions lifted.
Well, that's good. But right now the Veterans Administration is not allowing military veterans in all states to have access to CBD in medical cannabis. The VA must be aware of the benefits of cannabis, you know, especially in treating chronic pain and PTSD, as you said. Why aren't they moving forward? What's keeping them in their position?
Well, unfortunately, the DEA is the roadblock, despite the fact that there are DEA agents and certainly a lot of retired federal law enforcement officials who utilize cannabis for the same reasons that veterans use it medically. But again, they're the ones that are standing in the way of allowing the VA to actually, you know, help vets. And we lose over 50 veterans a day now, Paxton, to suicide and prescription drug overdose. And so it's just an obscene situation. Just this year alone, we'll lose more veterans to prescription drug overdose and suicide than have died in all military conflicts that the U.S. has been involved in since the end of the Vietnam War. And that's just in 1 year we lose that many. So, I mean, it's a terrible situation. The DEA knows it. You know, but again, it's unfortunately, too, the Congress, you know, it's all about what in the industry we call the green crack. You know, these politicians, you know, get all this money from big pharmaceutical companies. And so lots of them, while they may claim to be, you know, pro-medical marijuana or whatever, you know, don't really walk the walk when it comes down to, you know, pushing the button to vote for an amendment or a bill that would actually help vets. So that's just the unfortunate reality still to this day. And that's what we're fighting for, is to get these politicians to stop looking the other way while the VA kills, you know, over 50 veterans a day.
I mean, it's chilling what you're talking about, and so sad. Now, are you personally going out and talking to any of these, you know, congressmen and senators?
We do that, and of course, we certainly email and write letters and make phone calls and all sorts of things. 2019, you know, we're really gearing up to have a large number of volunteers that are going to be actively engaged in doing exactly that, because, again, we're not going to stop doing what we do until the VA gives veterans, actually gives out free cannabis, safe cannabis to vets, the same way they give out deadly prescription drug cocktails that are killing 50 vets a day right now. Nate, you know, the reason I started the organization was that I met a lot of young vets who were taking 20, 25 different prescription drugs a day, and they told me the only reason they were taking those drugs is because, even though cannabis was the only thing that ever helped them with PTSD, for example, the only reason they took the drugs is because they were free and they couldn't afford to buy cannabis and buy a new backpack for their kid to start school next month, that kind of a deal. So, I mean, I realized what an obscene situation this was, that the only reason they were taking these drugs was by default for economic reasons, because, again, the VA's passing these pills out to the vets, like, you know, we pass candy out to kids on Halloween night kind of a thing, and it's just obscene what, you know, what's happening. We're just killing so many brave Americans.
I mean, this is such a terrible story. You almost, you know, I've got tears in my eyes. It's so terrible. Now, tell me, I think you're now doing more active things in the community, and you're doing a golf tournament.
Yes, we have a golf tournament tomorrow, actually. At Las Vegas National Golf Club, which is the first golf club actually in Las Vegas. It's where the Rat Pack played and all the mobsters played. It's where they filmed the movie Casino. So we're excited about that. And we'll be having a lot of other events in 2019 as well. We also have a magazine that's free to our members. We mail it directly to our members. It's called Hero Grown Magazine. And so we have a lot of fun things going on. As I said, we just introduced the Hero Grown brand in Nevada, and we're looking for partners in other states to introduce it in other states as well. So we're excited. We've got a lot of exciting things going.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Now tell me, how can veterans get in touch with Hero Grown and also, you know, people who want to help you? How do they get in touch with you?
Well, the most effective way to do it is just to go online. And they can get through to me, too. But, you know, we have people that watch our website constantly. So the best way to get a hold of us, and whether you're a veteran or want to be a supporter, is just to go to www.herogrown.org, O-R-G. If you're interested in our golf tournament, it's herogrown.golf, G-O-L-F. And that'll loop you back in, too, to the herogrown.org main website if you only remember the golf one. So, but anyway, it's like you already spelled it, so I don't have to do that. But so it's just herogrown.org, and that's the most effective way to reach out to us. And you can get signed up for CBD Airdrop. That's a rapidly growing program. You know, so far we've been able to support it, but we couldn't do that without the kind of coverage that you know, kind people like you give us and the support that, you know, our big corporate sponsors and individual donors as well provide for us.
Now, are corporate sponsors being more verbal about it, and are they in some of your, you know, in their advertising saying that we support Hero Grown? Are they doing anything that way to help you?
Yes, they do, and there they are. And we have what we call a Founders Coalition, too, which is just a one-time sponsorship fee. And we just started with that, and six big companies have stepped up to help us so far with that. And after we get past Veterans Day here tomorrow and finish up our golf tournament stuff, we'll be actively looking for, you know, for additional partners for that, because that's the main way we fund CBD Airdrop, which is obviously a much more expensive proposition than, you know, what I did in the old days, which was rent a hotel ballroom or something and, you know, give out free, you know, goodie bags with medical cannabis products in them. Because now we have to deliver it actually to, you know, right to the vet. So that's much more expensive, obviously, to do that. So
yeah, you know, I'd love to talk to you more, but you know, this is a short segment. We'd love to have you on again in the coming months, and we'll keep promoting your organization on our radio show. So thanks so much, Roger, for being here today.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for the opportunity, and happy to talk to you anytime. Thank you for getting the word out for us.
Certainly, certainly. And I want to thank all of our military veterans out there for their service. And we hope that if you're in need, you will reach out to organizations like Hero Grown for support and solidarity. And I want to thank all of our listeners. Please stay in touch on Twitter and Facebook at Cannabis Healing with PAX. That's PAX. Until next week, please stay healthy and balanced. I'm Paxton Quigley.